Welcome to the Full of Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 12:54 Pacific Summer Time, and today is Monday, July 7th. Well, on equity markets today, it was a pretty mixed performance. If we start off in Asia, then, China was reasonably quiet. The Hang Seng was pretty much unchanged. The Indian market continues to march to its own tune, and it moved to a new all-time high. Well, the Nikkei was a little bit softer, but the second section, which so often leads, was pretty firm and is now approaching an area of previous resistance, and it's reasonably overbought at this level. Well, when you look at much of the rest of the ASEAN region, well, having had that very deep reaction in the latter half of last year and the early part of this year, well, the majority of those indices have firmed up quite a bit. Well, in previous audios, I've highlighted the fact that it was the original Asian tigers that have shown relative strength, and certainly Taiwan has been one of those. But the Philippines is also worthy of mention. It moved to a new high for the year in here today, and is pushing back up towards that high from May of last year. Well, if you remember last year, a number of those ASEAN markets had accelerated to those levels. They looked really prone to a reversion to the mean. That's exactly what they got. It was a very sharp reaction indeed, and they've spent much of the last year ranging in the region of their 200-day moving averages, but more recently have exhibited a bit of relative strength. Well, when you look at much of Europe today, was in negative territory. The majority of indices were down in excess of 1%. Well, it's on the periphery where you're getting some relative weakness. Well, that's certainly their higher beta relative to the core of the Eurozone. Well, the Portuguese market has been particularly weak over the last 10 days. The DAX is pulling back from the 10,000 area. It was down about 100 points in here today, about 1%. But, it's been consolidating in this region for the last few weeks. Well, the DAX isn't the only index that's in the region of a big round number. Well, the Dow Jones was down about 0.33% in here today, but continues to hover here in the region of 17,000. The S&P 500 was down about 0.5%, which isn't anything dynamic. It continues to push gently up towards this 2,000 area, and the NASDAQ Composite is, it was down 17 points in here today, but generally speaking, it's less than 100 points away from the psychological 4,000 area. Well, it's at these big psychological levels that people begin to ask questions. Well, it's become a bit of a sport picking the peak of the medium-term uptrend over the last 18 months. We don't really have any evidence that it is over just yet, but these are big psychological levels, and we are presented with overbought conditions on a number of indices, so it wouldn't be beyond the bounds of possibility that we see at least some pause and consolidation in the region of these numbers. Well, with a bit of weakness on stock markets in here today, well, then bonds were a little bit firmer. Well, the 10-year was only up about 6 points, but the 30-year was up 24 points. Well, we're getting what it looked like the 10-year yield had put in a higher reaction low last week, but it had rallied quite vigorously last week, so some consolidation of that move isn't all that surprising, I suppose. In here today, in the precious metals, well, silver is characteristically volatile. It was as low today as $20.86 and finished out the day just north of $21, but it was still down 10 cents on the day. Well, palladium, which remains the relative strength leader, is back up to $867. It was up almost $6 in here today. And platinum was down about $10. It's back below $1,500, so we're getting a little bit of consolidation, again, in the region of a round number. Well, at the chart seminar, we regard this as roundophobia. That it's when you get these big round numbers, it's where markets tend to at least consolidate, and sometimes they reflect peaks. When we look at what's happening in the precious metal markets, though, that well, we're not getting anything in the way of negative dynamics in here. There's people have seen this rally that we've had in the last 3 or 4 weeks, and they're saying, well, that's probably it. That when you look at something like silver, that it's in the region of the 200-day moving average. It's failed in this region on a number of previous occasions, and the bears would be looking for it to fail in here once more. Well, we've definitely had some to and fro action over the last 10 days, and it will need to push up out of this little range to begin to really convince people that the demand component is really back in the driver's seat. And, well, people are waiting for that proof. Well, the industrial metals, having really had a storming performance last week, were a bit quieter in here today, with copper down about 2 cents on the COMEX contract, but it continues to hold that progression of higher reaction lows following the failed downside break from an almost 3-year range earlier this year. Well, when we take a big step back and we look at the big picture, then you do start to see that the cyclical sectors are what is cheap in here right now. Well, when you look at the PEs on a number of indices, then we're not just talking about double digits. We're talking about a number of indices having PEs in the region of the high teens to the early 20s. Well, that's not cheap. People are looking at relative value as opposed to absolute value. If you're looking at growth versus growth versus what people consider value, then neither of them is particularly cheap right now, and people are looking at an arbitrage between one or the other. That's the kind of activity that you get when the market is pretty expensive. The other side of it is that people start to look at things that are cheap. Well, the resources sector is cheap. That you have a big company like BHP with a forward PE, give or take around 11. Then you don't have to look very far within that sector for reasonably well-capitalized companies that have got dividends, that they've been increasing, but also that they have been able to reinstate following some very difficult years, but also the fact that they're not especially expensive and that their products are firming up from pretty low levels. Well, when you start to look internationally, that big pullback that we had in Asia in particular earlier in the year has made those markets a little bit more attractive. But China is by far the cheapest major market globally. We don't have the catalyst yet to really convince people that the low is in, but that the index has been going nowhere for about the last year. Well, when the market has been going nowhere, at least it's not going down. It's being supported by those very low valuations. Well, there was a news story I saw today. It was talking about the fact that one of the most highly publicized empty major shopping malls, I think it was in Dongguan, it's the biggest shopping mall in the world, is now almost full, having been almost empty 18 months ago. So, there's nobody reporting that story, that the ghost cities one is much more attention grabbing. Well, it really just goes to show that what's happening in China is very much a period of transition, and that what people are really waiting for is some visibility on exactly how this is going to go. Well, when you start thinking about things that are reasonably cheap, well, then one has to look at some of the agricultural commodities. Well, corn in particular, it's down to $4 even. Well, it's been very weak indeed. That the rains have come in, and even though planting has been lower, that the yield is going to be that much higher. Well, it's fallen from about 525 cents down to 400 cents in the last 3 months. And well, while oversold in the short term, you really would need to see an upward dynamic. And by that, I mean probably a limit move to the upside to really indicate that people are getting back into this market. Well, if we go back and look at 2008, 2009, well, then the floor was around $3. So we don't yet have, a great deal of evidence that there is any sign that demand is returning to dominance here. And, corn certainly would appear to be the one where you have relative weakness. Well, rough rice has also been particularly weak, and orange juice certainly hasn't been strong. So there's you're not getting the inflationary pressures from the soft commodities that you would have had earlier on in the year. But, well, the running has been taken up by the industrial resources in that regard. Well, I think with that, I will leave you for the evening or the afternoon and wish all the best to all of you.